Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is State Senator Debbie Smith. She's the highest-ranking state senator from Northern Nevada in the legislature. And on our pundit panel, we have Marsha Burkbigler, Dory Guy, and Heidi Smith. And that's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I welcome Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is State Senator Debbie Smith. She's a chairman of the Finance Committee and Northern Nevada's highest-ranking senator in the state legislature. Welcome to you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Now, you said you want to talk about mental health, so let's start with the Governor's Behavioral Health and Wellness Council, which you are on. It's an 18-member committee, but let's go back. Let's start the conversation on March 1st. That's the day that the Sacramento Bee began publishing a series of stories about mental health patients being bussed out of Las Vegas with one-way tickets to places like Sacramento, San Francisco, and other cities. Now, the Bee has been hammering the state of Nevada for 10 months on this. So why did it take so long to create this mental health council?
Well, I'm not the person to ask that question of. I actually would have preferred that something had been created and started right after session was over, because we knew there were a lot of issues to address, and we're facing accreditation issues and you know, other things that we need to be looking at. So the Interim Finance Committee, as you probably know, has asked a lot of questions, and we've had some discussion at our meetings, but there's not really another place for us to do this other than this council that's been formed.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of blame, I guess, has been pointed toward Governor Sandoval for this busing, one-way busing, and this scandal that's very embarrassing for the state. But really, when you look at Nevada state government, we have been slicing and cutting mental health budgets for years and years. With that, What do you hope to accomplish with this mental health council?
Well, I certainly hope we'll be taking a look at what caused the council to be formed, first of all, that we've had these issues brought to light, and we need to study how we're delivering services in this state and make sure that we are doing the best job possible. Certainly, we have underfunded mental health for a very long time, and then just as we were starting to add to our funding and do a better job, the recession hit and we started cutting, and as you've probably reported, we cut about $80 million over the recession. But some of that is important to keep in mind, that it's about other things too. It is about decision making and leadership, and these decisions about how we handled patients. Some of it's to do with money, because we may not have always felt that we had enough beds or enough services to provide, but we've also not utilized our services, I think, to the best of our ability, and I hope the council will take a look at all of that.
Okay, do you see any specific mental health legislation that will be introduced at the 2015 Nevada legislature?
Well, I think there certainly will be, but the Interim Health Committee has started meeting. Justin Jones, Senator Jones, is chairing that committee, and I'm sure that they will come with some recommendations. That's the job of the Interim Health Committee. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of other work to do in addition to looking at mental health, so that will be the nice complement with this council. So I think between the two, we'll see some important legislation coming forward, and I'm sure there'll be many bills from individual legislators as well.
Okay, let's keep with the mental health issue, but let's include guns. In last session, the legislature passed a bill requiring background checks for gun purchases in Nevada. Of course, it passed with a democratically controlled legislature, but then Republican Governor Brian Sandoval vetoed it. Do you think Democrats will again push for this background check for gun purchases law again in 2015?
Well, I think we'll certainly continue talking about it. You know, we know that the mental health issue is related to guns, and to background checks is incredibly important in this state. And we've seen problems just with the reporting from the court system to the system that does the background checks. That we need to make sure that's functioning well across the state. Mm-hmm. But I would assume that we'll be revisiting the issue over time. It's not getting better. You know, the number of issues we have with shootings and mental health related shootings and suicide, another huge issue. We need to continue taking a look at that.
Well, you know, during the last session, you told me that you didn't think that this background check bill may not pass. If it comes back, what's changed?
Well, and that's why I say that I think we'll continue talking about it. We'll see what the feelings of the legislators are as we go into the next session. You know, the people change and opinions out there change. And so I think for every interim cycle we go through, things evolve, and you know, we continue watching it during the interim. The issue's not going away and it's not getting better, so I doubt the discussion will go away.
Okay, I want to ask you about the Washoe School tax bill that mm-hmm. failed miserably. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break and we'll talk about that next. Okay. We'll be right back with more with State Senator Debbie Smith after these few words from our sponsors.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Of course, our guest is State Senator Debbie Smith, the highest-ranking Northern Nevadan in the legislature, State Senate. Debbie, in Reno, the death of the Washoe County School Tax Bill, or AB 46, you know, it was supposed to help rebuild our sagging schools. It's been big news all year, but it seems it's like a hot potato. The tax hike was shifted from the legislature, who seemed to not want to deal with it, down to the Washoe Commission, who seemed to not want to deal with it. It was killed because the commission didn't even want to take a vote on it. In the meantime, the schools keep crumbling in Washoe mm-hmm. County. What's going on here?
Well, I'm very frustrated about this issue. I think there's a clear demonstrated need for a funding stream to repair our schools. If you look at the number of aging schools we have in Washoe County, it is obviously a problem. We do not have the funding available that other school districts, especially Clark County School District, have to address this problem. Frustrating to me that we can't just look at the need and find a solution, that it becomes so political. The children are the ones who are suffering when they're going to schools that aren't adequate or up to par with kids across town. So again, another problem that's not going away that we're going to have to find a solution for, and we'll just keep working on that.
Well, it seems like when the schools are sagging and crumbling, that business people look at our community, maybe they're thinking about moving here and start, you know, moving their business here, and then they look at our schools and say, yo, we can't, you know, we don't want our kids to go to these crumbling schools. There's a real connection there between business opportunities and schools, isn't there?
Well, absolutely there is. Our education system is a driving factor with economic development, whether it's our ability to properly educate our students or whether it's businesses looking at relocating here and wanting their children to go to school here. And this issue isn't about just old inner city schools in poor neighborhoods. This is pervasive across the district. For one thing, we have even newer schools like Spanish Springs and North Valleys High School that have the least amount of access to technology, wireless technology, because when they were built, we weren't using wireless. And as time has gone on, the district hasn't been able to justify putting technology money into newer schools. So here you have these two beautiful high schools sitting there that need technology improvements and no money to do it. That's a definite economic development issue.
Okay, of course, this is an issue of a tax hike, and a tax hike in the Nevada legislature. I mean, it's I can't say it's like pulling teeth. It's worse than pulling teeth because it never happens. If this thing comes back to the legislature, is there any chance that it can be passed with a, you need a two-thirds majority to pass a tax hike?
Well, we're going to have to keep looking for a solution to this and keep talking to our colleagues about being able to pass this, and the governor as well. The governor is a big part of this decision making. He has to sign the legislation, and so we have to work together to find a solution to this problem. These schools are getting older by the day. They're needing more repairs by the day, and we keep adding more to this as time marches on. If you had the ability to take care of your home in a way that you would stay ahead of disrepair, you would make that decision. And we need to do that with our state's assets and our county's assets as well.
You know, it seems, you mentioned Governor Sandoval, it seems like he's the key here, because if he backs this Washoe school tax bill, then it gives like political cover for the rest of the Republicans to vote for it. Do you see it that way?
Well, he's definitely part of the solution and part of the team here. He's from this county. He and his family have gone into our school system, and so he's part of this team and needs to be part of the solution as well. We all need to work together to figure out how we're going to solve this, because the schools are aging by the day, and the number of repairs and the cost is going up by the day.
Okay, let's stay with taxes. Of course, the margins tax will be on the 2014 general election ballot, and a lot of business people say it'll be ruinous for the state. Will the Democratic Party actively campaign and support the teachers' union's margins tax?
Well, let me start by saying I think everyone generally knows I'm a staunch supporter of better funding education in Nevada. As you well know, we cut almost $1 billion from K-12 and higher education during the recession. We added a small part of that back to K-12 in this past session, but we still have a long way to go, and we need to do a better job with funding education. I understand the frustration that the proponents of this initiative have in bringing it forward. The voters are going to see this on the ballot in November. It's going to be up to the voters to decide whether they want to see this tax by initiative take place. What the party does and how the party will get involved remains to be seen. We don't generally see the party get heavily involved in mm-hmm. initiatives and policy decisions at the ballot box, because they're usually up to their eyeballs in candidate work and getting candidates elected. But we still have several months to go to see how all of that comes about.
Okay, this margins tax, it's like Obama versus Romney. It's going to be so big in Nevada this mm-hmm. This election. Thank you, Senator, for coming in today. We'll be right back to wrap up our pundit panel right after these few messages. So stay tuned to Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
I can sign furniture. It's the easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Consign Furniture. We'll take the guesswork out of buying or selling your furniture or household items. Call or come by today.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
My grandma lets me drink wine during dinner.
My uncle and I, we do shots while watching the game.
My friend's mom makes us margaritas on the weekend.
My parents thought I was safe just because I was drinking at home. One of every 12 teens that you encourage to drink is likely to become alcohol dependent. You don't want that responsibility. Don't share a drink with your teen or any teen until they are 21. It doesn't make you cool, it makes you responsible.
Next, OMG Insider.
Our stars who stop by special.
Michael Weatherly from NCIS tears through our newsroom.
And Toni Braxton, why she said she may never sing on stage again.
Next, OMG Insider.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We have a blue ribbon pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman. Hello, Heidi. And then we have Marsha Burke-Bigler, consultant with 40 LLP and a Washoe County commissioner. And last but not least, Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic chair. Welcome to you all, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, now I want to play a game here, a game of who wins and who runs, okay? First up, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are in a virtual tie in a hypothetical 2016 presidential matchup, according to CNN last week. And, of course, Robert Hill bookies of Great Britain have installed Clinton as a 5-2 favorite. Okay, Clinton versus Christie, who wins and why? Heidi, let's start with you.
I think that Hillary wins, because Christie has made quite a few Republicans mad, and I think they just won't show up to vote, as happened in the past.
Okay, and this comes from a Republican. Marsha, you're a Republican too. What do you think about Clinton and Christie?
I think it's way too early to tell, and it's a dead heat. And my reason for that is that it is true that Christie has made a few Republicans mad. However, he is apparently the man of the hour, if you will, in the National Republican Party. And Hillary's a woman. And will America elect a woman? I don't know the answer to that. I would say I hope that someday that's going to be true. I don't know that today is the day.
Well, we haven't had a woman governor in Nevada either. Now, Dory, if you tell me Chris Christie, I'm going to fall out of my chair.
I'm not. You know, I see Hillary all the way, only because she has the background and the experience to be a really good president. And I've always said I wanted to see a woman president before I died, and she better do it in 2016. So... I say Hillary all the way. I think she's a terrific woman. I've actually met her. She's wonderful. She's everything that America needs, and especially in a woman. I think this country is ready for a woman.
Okay, well, she is somewhat polarizing, but Christie looks to many people as a bully, so we'll just have to wait and see. Next question. Okay, doctors for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid recently said that Reid was suffering from exhaustion, and of course, he just turned 74 on a recent trip to Reno, and back in 2005, he had a mild stroke. So, Heidi, will Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid really run for re-election in 2016?
I think he'll run again, but I think he'll lose this time.
Okay, so...
He's lost. He's beginning to lose his magic power.
Who's going to beat him?
Ryan Sandoval.
Ryan Sandoval is going to run. Okay. Marsha, do you agree with that?
Yes, I think he runs. I absolutely think he runs. I think he dies in that office. And I think Brian Sandoval could very well beat him, but it will depend on how the races run.
Okay, well, let's hope that Senator Reid is with us for a long, long time. Dory, what do you think?
You know, I'm familiar with his schedule, and I think his schedule would be overwhelming for a 30-year-old man, because he just travels everywhere. He's back and forth. But he is getting along in years, but I do think he's going to run again. And I think he wants to be the longest standing Senate Majority Leader that we've had so far. And I think he'll win one more time.
Okay, well, you know, he is the most powerful politician in the history of Nevada.
He certainly is.
Okay.
And I should clarify that I'm not saying I want him to die in that office. I'm saying that I think he really is, he has been very powerful. He hangs on to that power, and he really will stay in that office until he absolutely cannot stand it anymore.
Okay.
That's the saddest part of it.
Well, all right, Heidi, let's go on to 2016.
It's done a lot of good things for Nevada.
Yes. So. Reid versus Governor Sandoval race, everybody talks about it for U.S. Senate, but
If Sandoval won, the lieutenant governor would automatically be the governor. So, and the race has attracted a lot of attention. So who wins on the Republican side, Mark Hutchison or Sue Loudon?
That's a toss-up. It depends on how they run their campaigns. It really does. If she goes on the woman angle, because that's what Hillary will be doing, she has a good chance. She's got to fight the chicken, as we all know.
And her debt.
Yeah, $500,000.
Right.
Oh, I think that she can handle that.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be a toss-up.
Marcia, quickly, we got to wrap it up. Who do you think?
I think Mark wins.
Mark? Dory?
It's a toss-up. I don't really care. Either one is fine. But I do know Sue does have to overcome the chicken. So.
And her debt. You
her
think?
And her debt.
What's the biggest problem with
the debt?
The chicken or debt? Okay.
The debt.
All right, ladies, we got to wrap it up right there. You did a great job today. We'll be right back after these few messages to end our Nevada Newsmaker segment. So stay tuned.
There's always something for you.
Spa Atlantis. Best casino spa. Call 775-954-4135 or book online at atlantiscasino.com/spa. It's a free-for-all.
It's our giant New Year's sale, and this Wednesday, you get a free upgrade.
It's big, really big. Get 0% interest financing until 2018.
2018? Plus, get a free upgrade. No minimum purchase.
Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, on sale now.
Start off the new year with our exclusive upgraded offer.
0% interest till 2018.
Plus a free upgrade. No minimum purchase.
It's our giant New Year's Day sale, Wednesday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. at More Furniture for Less.
These are songs of faith and encouragement. Time Life presents Encouraged, today's greatest gospel anthems. Get Encouraged on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order in the next 10 minutes, and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now and get encouraged on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-683-7799 to order Encouraged, today's greatest gospel, for $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or order online.
Here, all right? Just relax. We'll be right back.
Here, I'll give you a dollar. Shut up and stop bothering me.